VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Leaders from NATO countries are meeting in Washington Tuesday for the alliance's annual summit. For host U.S. President Joe Biden, still seeking to recover from a disastrous debate performance nearly 2 weeks ago, it is also an opportunity to show the world and his own country he's still up to the task of leading the free world. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
American University International Relations Professor James Goldgeier says Biden has something to prove at the gathering.
He's trying to use the summit to demonstrate the tremendous leadership that he's shown since he came into office in 2021. But he's definitely weakened by the performance in the debate.
Biden points to his work rallying NATO members and its stiff response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a prime example of his steady leadership. He told MSNBC on Monday, "Who else do you think can step in here and do this?" Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.N. Security Council Tuesday held an emergency meeting regarding Monday's missile attack in a children's hospital in Kyiv. Ukraine's health ministry reports a 10-story Akhmedit hospital, Ukraine's largest medical facility for children, was caring for 627 patients at the time of the attack. Rescue teams worked through the night looking for survivors and to recover victims. A Russian spokesman Tuesday claimed the hospital was struck by a Ukrainian air defense missile, but U.N. analysts said examination of video footage shows the hospital was hit in a targeted attack by a Russian missile. Speaking during the Security Council meeting, U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the attack shows Russian President Vladimir Putin's true intentions.
As if there was any doubt that this was the case, yesterday's attack makes abundantly clear Putin is not interested in peace. He's committed to wreaking death and destruction in pursuit of his war of aggression.
Meanwhile, the Russian UN ambassador dismissed the accusations as pro-Ukrainian propaganda. This is VOA News.